Well, right now it's to bring in the guy. We gave him the weekend off. He must have had a lot of fun either playing baseball or watching baseball. Mike Kosse, good morning, Mike.
The weekend off?
Yeah.
I always have the weekend off.
I know, but you had a busy weekend. Didn't you play this weekend?
No, that's done. Now I play during the week.
Okay, so
if the rains go away.
So you're not a weekend warrior then?
Negative.
All right.
Weekend's my time.
All right. I meant to ask you the following question all weekend long. Are you ready?
Okay, shoot.
The Mets hired a new pitching coach. Now, listen.
Why couldn't it be me?
Don't get me wrong here, okay? I'm not denigrating age or experience, okay? But the pitching coach they hired is 82 years old. And it'd be great to have somebody like that as an advisor. But, boy, in today's baseball world with today's players, I just don't know about that.
Well, it's not today's players. I mean, the guy's 82 years old. Do you expect him to be on the flights and in the hotel and up to 11 o'clock at night? Yeah. I mean, come on. I heard that they're trying to get Dwight Gooden to throw a few innings for him, too. It's ridiculous. The Mets are a joke.
It's just one of those things.
82-year-old man is your pitching coach. Come on.
And folks, we would joke around a lot, and we make fun of professional athletes. But I don't know if you would like to live where 6 months a year you're always on a plane, you're always getting a hotel room, you're always. I'm not saying it's like working at a factory or working. I'm not saying anything like that. But you have zero personal time, really.
People don't understand what being a professional athlete entails, right? Just for example, let's start at game time on day one. So you play a baseball game at 7 o'clock Monday night. Okay, game's over. Say 10:30. Then you shower up, you do whatever you have to do in the clubhouse, the locker room. And then if you're on the road, then you bus to the hotel. You might get something to eat. By the time you get to sleep, who knows, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Then you play 7 o'clock again the next day. You're at the ballpark at 1 o'clock. All right? You're at the ballpark at 1 o'clock going through doing films, going through batting practice, whatever you have to do. It's not a four-hour day. It's more like a 10, almost 12-hour day at the ballpark. The guy's 82 years old. He's not Superman. It's no disrespect to him, but it's nowhere for him to be. He really shouldn't be there. By the Mets just made themselves a laughing stock by doing this. I got nothing against the guy, but there's probably about 200,000 other people that are capable of doing the job. Why did the Mets pick this guy? That's the million-dollar question.
All right, so now let's go on.
I can't answer that one.
We'll go on to the baseball results. A pretty good weekend for the Yankees, except for Mr. Happ. A pretty good start to the week for the Houston Astros because they really needed that win. But a lot of the races have tightened up in baseball. They're not close, but they've tightened up.
I can't tell you because my computer keeps shutting itself down. But from what I remember, the Yankees set a record for consecutive games with home runs now, ungodly number. And that was the difference in the first two games against Houston. They hit a couple of home runs, put themselves out in front, and beat Houston. Yesterday they only got one home run, and they wound up getting beat. Can't use it as an excuse. Houston has their two top ball players out. The Yankees have had their top ball players out for a couple of months. But the two ball players that Houston have out, actually it was three, Altuve's just coming back, Correa and the shortstop, Correa and Springer, they're big catalysts on that team. There's a big drop-off between them and their replacements. When they get them back, they'll be fine. They're still like nine games in front. But the Yankees did take Friday and Saturday game, and then yesterday Houston's bats woke up a little bit against Happ, and Houston won. They're the two best teams in the American League. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. If If they don't meet in the championship series, there'll be an upset somewhere. The upsetter could be Minnesota, whoever plays them. Whoever plays Minnesota in the playoffs is going to be the team that's going to have the more difficult time getting to the championship. So having the best record is going to be vital. So this way you play the wild card fake game winner instead of playing Minnesota. But it was good baseball in the Bronx with the Astros and the Yankees this weekend, no doubt about it.
Yeah, they're two strong clubs. You switch over to the National League, and Atlanta held on, and they're leading Philadelphia by, 6.5 games now, and Washington
is pretty much shot. The Phillies can't get out of their own way.
Chicago leapfrogged over Milwaukee, but really, from first to last in the Central Division is only 5.5 games.
Yeah. it's a little tighter in there, and it's not because they're all good.
No.
To their credit, the Reds are starting to play a little bit better. They beat some pretty decent teams this last week. And the Pirates, they're starting to turn it around again. They hit the skids for a while. That's going to be a division that's going to go down to September to see who wins that one. But the other ones, they're pretty cast in stone right now. The Braves are going to run away with the East, and the Dodgers already have the West locked up.
Yeah, the Dodgers, they could stop playing, and they've got a lot.
Pretty close to it, right?
All right, what else? We only have I wanted to ask you about this question, too, because this popped up early in the weekend where a horse trainer was suspended out at Santa Anita right before the end of their meet. Don't you think that's just a little show dressing that they're trying to do there?
Yeah, I think he's a scapegoat. Jerry Hollendorfer is the trainer. He's not going to run any horses that are hurt. I mean, it's a lot of baloney. One horse in particular, he claimed him for 12-5 and put him in a race, and he was a vet scratch, okay? And then the horse was jogging in the morning, and he broke down. It happens. It happens all the time. It's the nature of the beast. They told him that he had to get all his horses off the grounds at every track in California. But New York said they'll welcome him. So who's right here? Is New York right? Is California right? I think somewhere in the middle is the truth. It's an unfortunate thing when horses break down. But, you know, you're going to hear it time and time again. You got to be kinder to the animals. Well, if you want to be kinder to the animals, then you have to stop the sport. If you stop the sport, you stop the breeding. People don't understand how many horses are actively training to put on a product at racetracks all over the country. There's tens of thousands of them. If you stop racing, what are you going to do with these horses? You know what the answer is going to be. That's just like similarly to the greyhound situation in Florida. Oh, you're cruel to these dogs. Well, I think at the beginning of next year, all the greyhound tracks in Florida are closing. What do you think is going to happen to these dogs, people?
Hopefully they'll be adopted.
It's not all going to be adopted. You know what's going to happen to them. So isn't it better that they race because the dogs and the horses are taken care of better than some people? Even the lowest level claiming horses are taken care better than some people. There's some people living on the streets in California that don't eat twice a day and get bathed every day and groomed out. These horses do. So people in these animal welfare bang the drum places, they don't know all the facts about it. All they see is what's evident with one misfortune, and they harp on that. They don't harp on all the other things where an owner has a hurt horse and he takes care of him for 2 years before bringing him back to the racetrack. Those are the stories they don't want to tell you. But the situation in California, it's a head-scratcher. I think Santa Anita needed a scapegoat, and they picked on Hollendorfer for this one. But Jerry Hollendorfer is not the reason why 24 horses broke down in the winter at Santa Anita. Santa Anita doesn't want to come out and say, like I said, the amount of rain that they got this year was absolutely abnormal. Their track couldn't handle it. They kept running on it instead of shutting it down early and take care of the track situation. And lo and behold, reading the racing form this weekend, guess what I saw? a return to synthetics might be in the offing. I mean, synthetic, to me, was the way to go in places like that. It's an easier, more fair track. It's a safer track. They talk about horses getting tendon injuries with the synthetic. Well, in my opinion, it's easier to treat a ligament or a type of soft muscle tissue injury than a horse breaking its leg. So that's my take on that. I just think they needed a scapegoat. If Hollendorfer, if the evidence was damning, New York wouldn't open up the barns to him. I think just that Santa Anita, being that it closed yesterday, wanted to make a statement, and unfortunately Hollendorfer was the statement.
All right. Anything else before we say sayonara for this morning?
World Series tonight, Vanderbilt, Michigan. Go Big Blue. and doesn't the women's soccer team play today?
Yeah, they beat Sweden. Sweden thought they were going to beat them, but they beat Sweden the other day.
Well, that's Sweden. Don't they play today?
I don't know. Probably.
I think they play Spain or somebody today.
Yeah, probably something like that, yeah.
Viva la Spain. Let's go Spain. I got my Spain flag up today.
All right. Well, you'll have a lot of Spain in to do if they lose tomorrow. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.